של שפות שלי בספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. I have a special guest today. קודם כל אני אריאל, I'm your host as usual. I'm kind with the one and only. I'm back with Josh.
Hello.
How are you, man?
I'm amazing. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I'm excited to have you back on the show. You're my favorite guest. I don't know how I'm like take away from me now. One of our other like co-hosts on the guest.
You've had some pretty cool guests.
Yeah, I've had some pretty cool, but you're definitely the coolest. So we're going to talk about an interesting topic today.
משהו מעניין.
Yeah.
זה קצת שילוב של אנגלית ועברית.
All right.
But I want to start off today's podcast by saying it's the end of the world and all the Western civilization. The sun may rise.
It's the end of the world.
No, it's a different song. What song is it? The one that I just told you the lyrics.
It's the, how did
it's go? The end of the world and all the Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east.
That's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah. Californication. All right, so that song was written 25 years ago.
It was about pornography, actually.
It was, but if you take a look at the lyrics, and you take a look at how it really like has parallel to what's happening now. Okay, take a look at the lyrics. Let's just Google the lyrics of Californication, Red Hot Chili Peppers. You'll see that the similarities of what's going on today. Now, I mean, you've talked a little bit. I've seen you around the office and And I told you that I feel that something is a little bit off, right? So it feels like there's a change coming.
Yeah.
אם אתם הרבה ברשת, בטוויטר, בטיקטוק, באינסטגרם, ביוטיוב, או בכל מקום אחר, you will see that this isn't just a Jewish-Israeli thing.
Right.
It's like a global thing, like a global feeling. There's some kind of something, משהו מגיע, there's some kind of change coming.
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's definitely like this, there's a heightened sense of anticipation, heightened like, talui ba'avir kaza, talui kavoa ba'avir, we would say. It's heightened.
Okay, as tzipia kaza.
Tzipia.
Tzipia shemashu yikre, mashu yishtane, mashu gadol yikre.
Yeah, the feeling.
Okay, great. Now, in the beginning, I thought that maybe it's because of ma shekara b'shvil October, you know, that it gave like uncertainty and blah, blah, blah. But this isn't really linked to, let's say, religion or anything else. This has like now become a global thing. People talking about like global shift and there's all different types of lies coming out about government and different stuff being uncovered now, which is mind-blowing globally.
Yeah.
And people are talking about it like all over. Some people put it towards religion. Some people see it another way. About people that are spiritually aware notice it. I know that you've been talking about it a lot, about the change that's coming and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to, you know, it's funny. I, as of something I have noticed, actually, I can tell you how I've noticed, and this relates to my classes, right? Is that, you know, I have a wide range of students, but my advanced students, the students that are with me to just practice their speaking and really get them at a level of fluency, right? You know, I always have a plan. I always come very planned, but almost all my students near like the last half hour mark, they just want to talk about something else. Something else is on their mind. Right, related to what's happening in the world, everyone feels, and even it's almost at like a.
We're quite we feel it from your students as well. They tell you, "Oh, listen, I feel something is off."
Well, it's something I've noticed is that there's just like there's a heightened interest in different topics. Right before the 7th of October, you know, people just wanted to talk about very, very. I don't want to say, like boring things, but things that were just very, very, you know, regular daily stuff. Right, and now. You know, people have a lot more questions. People are more interested in talking about things related to society, anthropology. Really, I find myself having discussions about anthropology with students just because they question, they ask me stuff, and I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of overall knowledge, and you know, Google's always available, so we take it and utilize it in the lesson, right? And so that's how I've noticed that things are different. Is people are more. Your average person is more interested in talking about subjects that are not necessarily directly applicable to them.
Okay. So we both can agree, I think there's something going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I want you to listen to this. Okay. I came across this video of a Shaolin master. Do you know what a Shaolin master is?
What is a Shaolin master?
It's a type of Tibetan martial arts monk expert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These guys live a very, very spiritual type of existence and type of world.
איך אומרים monk בעברית?
Monk, אומרים נזיר.
נזיר.
Yeah, נזיר. So he's a נזיר.
But not a wizard.
He's not a wizard, he's a monk. He's just dedicates himself to spirituality on a Buddhistic level. I don't think there will be sort of religion going on there.
Yeah.
So I do want you to listen to this 1 second. It's about a 2 minute clip.
Let's take
and just get your opinion about it, okay? And see, you know, what he say. And we I want to hear your opinion. What do you think it's talking about okay. here? Because it really took me aback, this video.
Okay.
Okay, so let's listen to what this guy has to say.
Let's hear it.
A little bit aware. You can feel something is shifting. Some people are not willing to maybe adapt to the change. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. There will come the time, and it's not going to take long, where a natural separation is going to take place, a natural separation. The ones that are able to read the signs, that are able to go with what is happening, to adapt to the changes this world is bringing to us, they will move on to another world. They will move on to another area, to another cycle of us humans being right now here on the earth. And other people that are unwilling, unable, maybe incapable of adapting to the coming changes, it is simple like this. They will stay with the old world, which is about to end. That's the message. An old era is about to come to an end. A new era is about to come. This is worldwide happening. It's happening inside our monastery. It's happening inside of me.
Okay, so that was interesting. Okay,
wow.
It was wow. What do you think he's talking about, Josh?
Two things came to mind, actually. So first of all, I think that it's, he could be talking about two things. I think it's either he's talking about AI and the development of AI, or he's talking about the change in the global shift of power with China rising. And the reason also why I suspect it is because TikTok is actually a platform owned by Tencent, which is a Chinese company. And the Chinese, if you're a Chinese company, you have to be part of the actual party.
Okay.
So it's like, it's not a secret that TikTok pushes a certain narrative. So and this guy is a monk, but it's interesting, right? I think that this is a symbol of this is Chinese propaganda, I think, actually.
Okay. So I want to tell you something. Okay. Generally, these monks, these Shaolin masters, when they say something, you got to listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're very spiritually in tune and connected. They can be bought, most of these people. And this guy's world famous. His name is Shang Yi something. He's a pretty famous guy. I doubt he's somewhere in Tibet. And I doubt the Chinese have got to it, but maybe.
But the Chinese do replace, they do replace Tibetan leaders with their own state-sanctioned monks.
Yeah, I know. But I want to tell you something. Okay. I want to tell you something about him. It's going to blow your mind a little bit, I hope.
I'm listening.
Okay, what he's talking about, and I researched a little bit because I tried it. As soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, well, what is he talking about? He's talking about AI. He's talking about China. What is he talking about? It ends up that what he's saying has actually nothing to do with religion, okay? And it has nothing to do with basically the changes that we're seeing in terms of the elites and the stuff, the world struggle. Okay, what he's talking about, there's something called 5D Earth. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, I actually had to research this. I still haven't fully understood it. Okay.
What's a 5D?
Five dimensional. Our world today is tlat-mamadi. It's 3D. Okay.
I think 4D, you know?
It's 4D. 3D. It's 3D because, 4D is next level.
I thought 4D was time. Fourth dimensional was
could be fourth dimension.
Four, we're somewhere with three and a half.
Three and a half, four.
Three or four.
But the next movement that he's talking about is the fifth dimension, okay? Now, they call it the 5D Earth, okay? And it's a state of being, okay? It's actually a spiritual state of being that there's levels to get to it. And then these monks, actually, some of them achieve this sort of level. And now what he's saying is that you don't have to be a monk to be on the 5D level, but you do have to have a certain understanding and be in tune with yourself in a certain way and be able to block out certain emotions and reach a certain level of spirituality that you can live on that plane. Okay. And he's saying there will be a rapture. You know what a rapture is?
I do know what a rapture is, but I don't
know. How would you say rapture? Rapture is
so
the kriya, the koa, or nituk. he's saying on a spiritual level, there's going to be some kind of nituk, okay, when it comes to this, what's happening now with the world, something will happen physically. It's going to cause a massive rapture, and only the ones that are in tune spiritually to that 5D dimension continue on a cool new earth. That's what they call it. Now, there's some people living on this new earth now.
Okay. Really?
What do they experience? They experience a situation where you reach a level of understanding and control of emotion where you no longer feel negativity towards anything or anybody. Okay? You no longer have actually to eat or drink. You reach a state of spirituality which is above your physical being. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then you see, you feel a sense of complete fulfillment and you feel a sense of completion. Now, he's saying that the world is spiritually transitioning towards that. I'll be honest with you. I don't know too much about it. I'm not one of those tree-hugging spirituality guys.
Yeah, me neither.
But this was very like mind-blowing to understand that, okay, what is this monk really talking about? Because there are a lot, what they do is really work in their mind, body, soul consistently. Okay, in what he's saying now, a lot of people do it. No, I find out it's a whole thing on the net. If you check about it, called 5D, Tichapso 5D, New Earth. אם זה מעניין אתכם. ללמוד על הצד הרוחני של על השינוי שקורה כרגע בעצם בעולם, ועל מה מדובר, לפחות לפי המן כזה. I'm skeptical about it because unfortunately, I'm too deep into the physical.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a physical being and I'm deep into my physical being.
I think that for our listeners, maybe it'd be an interesting thing to maybe explore for a second, because you talk about spirituality, ruhaniyut, we can say maybe spirituality. And, you know, I think maybe some of our listeners may think of this as like another religion or something. What is the difference between religion and spirituality for our listeners?
Okay, spirituality, I would say something that's connected to your soul, and it's a level of being, for example, which rises up above the physical.
Do you mean soul in the Jewish, like the nefesh, nefesh Yehudi, the Jewish soul, or just any nefesh?
Any nefesh.
Oh, okay.
Any nefesh that can control physical being. We've seen it. You've seen that many people have done things which are above the physical state, okay? And so what's important here is to basically, religion requires physical acts. To connect. It connects you through, let's say, Judaism.
Yeah.
Connects them through Limud Torah, learning Torah, through Tefillin, through different aspects, which I believe, my opinion, you know, you need physical, because we're physical beings.
Yeah.
You need to go through a physical process to reach the goal. Mm-hmm. But once you're on that spiritual plane, let's say you've put your Tefillin on, and now you're looking at the sun, and you're praying, or whatever you're doing, you're now focusing on the spiritual side of it. That will be the difference of, let's say, the physical act of the religion and the spiritual being. Do you think I described it well? Do you agree with what I'm saying?
I think that's a way. Yeah, I think spirituality, first of all, is a very subjective thing, actually.
Okay.
Like, from what I understand, I think you have conventions. Conventions are like minhagin. Because minhagin, or things that you... conventions that are like you have in a religious context. So maybe someone who's very religious, you know, will understand or hear what you said and understand it a little bit differently, maybe. For me, I just thought, I always felt that spirituality is more so honestly, I'm a very practical person. So I do think it's related more to the emotional state of the person, as well as, you know, the things around it. And it's very, these feelings are very profound and deep and can be life-changing. As far as the paranormal aspect, the 5D, it's very interesting. I am a skeptic, though.
I'm not making it. It's not paranormal. Don't get mistaken. What he's talking about is not...
What's a paranormal?
Paranormal זה משהו שהוא מעל הטבע, על TV. לא מדובר פה על משהו על TV. מדובר פה כל לפי הטבע. חוץ מזה שאנשים ישרדו שיש להם איזה חיבור רוחני מסוים, that have a way of understanding, which is linked to what you're saying, mostly towards emotion.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you can focus your emotions, control your emotions, you can basically do miraculous things. You can go without food for a long time, without sleep. You can go through extreme pain. You can go through many different things if you let your, let's say, control your emotions and control your physical being.
Yeah.
Okay, master the body. See, you was talking about something else. I'll be honest with you. תעשו מחקר גם על זה, כי זה המון. ללמוד, I came across it like tip of the iceberg sort of thing. I was like, wow, do people actually feel this?
Yeah.
Do people do this? This was like weird. You know, this is like, wow, they're talking about like a whole new dimension that has nothing to do with what religion you're from or who you are, where you come from and what you do. It's a very interesting point to look at. Now, I want to ask you like a different aspect, okay? What they say about controlling emotion, okay? And basically, I've seen, you know, what I understand from it is that you create your reality, you're a beacon of your emotions. For example, אם אתה מגיע חיובי, שמח, מושר, אם אתה מכין את עצמך את זה יום יום, בדרך כלל דברים, good things will happen to you, okay? Because you're attracting positivity. But as soon as you get into the negative and you're walking around negative and you're taking things negative and you're carrying anger and more like stuff like that, you create your own reality of, you know, it continues to be a troublesome era. Do you agree with me about that?
Is it all right if I play devil's advocate?
Yeah.
All right. So devil's advocate, because
I'm like a chatzad negdi.
Yeah. So I think that, and I don't want to shoot you down. I think that's very, very awesome to feel. And I think that's that way, that outlook on life is will result in a happier overall life.
Okay.
Right? A life that's more yoter emosha. But I think realistically, especially after what we've seen in the past, you know, 5 months, is that, you know, there are some things that are out of our control, right?
Great.
It's entirely out of our control. And so I don't know. There's an expression in English. I think every good deed goes unpunished, mashu kaza.
Okay.
Something of the sort. But basically, it's the idea that, like, you know, if you do good things, bad things will happen to you because the world's a harsh place. I don't know if the world's a harsh place. I think the world's a random place. I really do. I think that, like, what happens, I mean, as unfortunate as fate is, from what I see, I think fate is completely random. I feel that way because, you know, what you said, right, like having good emotions and good feelings, I mean, it can't...
But you choose what you feel.
You can choose what you feel.
Absolutely. Okay, choose it. Like you now,
but that can't,
you're taking a stance.
But
they believe that fate is random. I believe that fate is absolutely not random.
Well, okay. So that's the thing, though. Is it does? So my opinion, though, is that it doesn't really matter what I think and what I feel, because be it random, then I don't think there's like much to look into it. And if there is like a reason, like then you have something that you don't really need to question because that's the reason, right? There's something greater than you that decides it. So what's the point of even talking about it?
I'll tell you why. Because if you believe it's random, right, then when something very bad happens to you, you've got to deal with a bad challenge. You take it as like, oh, it's my bad luck. You know, I got a bad draw.
That doesn't mean that.
It doesn't mean that, but it means you could bad luck, you know, bad run of fate.
If you have my outlook, maybe you'd be more inclined to that. Possibly. But I think that, yeah, I think I've had
a few situations.
You
I was like, why me? La money? Yeah. Like, come on. I was like looking at the universe. Echze karali, lama dafkani, and you feel like the whole world's against you and you're in a bad situation. But if you take it as, okay, this isn't random. There's a bigger plan. I'm part of a plan. And you try to take the growth aspect from it, try to channel your thoughts. Maybe you can live a happier life. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not.
Well, a happier life. So that's the thing, is I think that, like, at the end of the day, is it the thought of having a happier life or having an impact on the world around you, right? Because if you think about that idea, I mean, there's a conflict going on. And if you want to be objective, apply that mindset to the other side, right?
Okay.
Like they may think that they're right. They may think, and amongst them, there are people that have the same mindset, right? Okay. That if we just, like, you know, can stick to our values and stick to being happy and having a mindset, no matter what their mindset, I guess, is their idea of resistance or fighting or whatever, mm-hmm. that they'll eventually win, right? Does that really...
I understand what you're saying, that you're saying this happiness sort of like approach, I'm relating to the conflict, it's impractical. I'm talking to you, I'm not talking...
Impractical.
It's impractical. I'm talking to you on a personal level. When you wake up in the morning, you say to yourself, okay, I'm starting on my day, I try to make a conscious effort in order to be very productive, in order to achieve my goals. I try to set myself up for positivity always. I feed myself it, even though when, like you, I look at the news, I look in the mirror, I look around and say to myself, this could be random and I might just get screwed in the next 10 minutes. But if you then straight away, and don't let that thought gather momentum. Because if I let those thoughts gather momentum, I'm going to be very, very sad, because a lot of very sad things going on to a lot of people. There are a lot of people suffering. I'm not telling you to be, you don't have to forget about it. You have to be, firstly, A, conscious of other people suffering always. B, make the maximum effort to continue living and living in the best state possible, and try to channel emotion towards positivity in terms of the enemy, in terms of the battle, you have to come into it in terms of a practical solution, whatever that may be, which, currently is debatable. But
that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, it's a whole nother discussion. We'll leave it for another episode, how that's going to work out. But yeah, there are many different ways to look at it. What I'm saying to you, just on a general basis, I know this is a bit of a spiritual podcast. This isn't the point of this today's podcast, but coming with them, nichnasim etalich shel koshi kolshu, even in English learning, if you come with a mindset of, I can't do it, I'm not in negative ways, you've seen it, right? When people come, what mindset can do to a person? Mindset creates reality. We all feed off vibrations, meaning you're just atoms floating around. And those atoms, this says of Maseh B'Machshavat Tchila, right?
And also those atoms have been around since the beginning of time, too. Those atoms they've gone through different changes. There's been an exchange of electrons, but the parts have always been there.
Now I'm going to go with you a little bit deeper.
What?
It doesn't matter anyways. You know why? Because the Josh that is sitting right here with me now will no longer be the same Josh, probably within 2, 3, 4 months you've evolved. But you're not the same person I met 3 years ago or 4 years ago, 5 years ago. You're different. You've changed. You've evolved.
Appreciate
that. Josh no longer exists, right? The previous Josh. And the Josh that is sitting right here now is no longer going to exist either. So when you come to that realization that, okay, I might as well just live for the moment because I will be me, the real me, like right now, because the me is going to evolve. I'm just a collection of memories.
Yeah.
I think you start to view life a little bit differently with experience, right? And try to maximize the moment, being the moment 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where I'm at. I'm trying to make the most of everything right now.
I've seen it.
Sure.
I've seen it. I can feel it. First, you got a haircut and a shave. You're looking good.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't notice it before, but.
Well, actually, I have my own complaints about it. I'm not too happy. It's up in a thing, but I got a Karen haircut. And I'm like, I don't care for it too. It's just a little too short.
Where are you cutting your hair?
I went down the road because it was convenient.
You know what?
And yeah.
Okay. And how's Tel Aviv at the moment? It feels like a bubble or feels?
It feels all right.
Feels all right. Sometimes I feel like, something's happening. We're going through a change. Mm-hmm. Changes the country, changes the people.
Yeah.
I think it was an interesting podcast to hear like just a little bit of the other side of spirituality right now. I'm also like you, I'm pragmatic, praktimod. Day to day, do what I got to do, professional wise, job wise, target wise. Because that's what keeps us going.
Yeah.
And the more focus on the physical, the more really I feel more at ease because it just disconnects my mind from what could be the alternative.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's ironic. We're coming full circle, right?
Right. Of course. It's like now another question. I don't know if you heard about it, but you see that all the billionaires like sold a lot of stocks. This weekend, coming off Monday, actually, Jeff Bezos sold like a couple billion worth of stock. Mark Zuckerberg, his own company.
Well, Bitcoin's up,
cryptocurrency's up. But there's also like the bank, Jamie Dimon, who's a CEO of JP Morgan. He sold stock for the first time in his 20-year tenure. He sold about 200 million worth of stock.
Wow.
So these guys, you could say, are the world. They're running
12 million?
150 million worth of stock.
But you'd have to think that these people are a lot more wealthier than that.
They are, but they're liquidating.
Not that much.
And for him, it's not that much. For him, he's not on the level of Zuckerberg and Bezos, but they liquidated around 8 billion, 9 billion. That's a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is.
Okay, it's a lot of money. Let's say they're worth 100 billion still. You're liquidating around 10% of your stock worth. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to do it. It's your company. You understand? And you expect it to keep growing and expanding. So these two options here, right? What do they see?
The end of the world.
That's one option.
Or the stock market crashes.
Stock market crashing, or they're seeing like a big economic downturn coming along. Yeah. Okay, those are the three options. Which one would you say it is?
Well, relating to what I said earlier about the monk, I think that we're in for a surprise in Taiwan. I think that's something that many people are, and I think that's going to be where the economic crash is coming from.
From Taiwan?
Well, from a war.
War of Taiwan.
War of a war in China, yeah.
What is happening right now? The same with the Philippines going on as well, no?
I didn't hear.
You didn't hear?
I didn't hear. There's always something in that
region.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. As Kodem Kol, I think we're running out of time.
Yeah.
It was a fun chat.
Very interesting.
We went down a little bit deeper into like life, just make you think a little bit.
Yeah.
Tichapsu Beinternet 5D Earth. Okay. 5D New Earth. אתם לא תאמינו באיזה סוג של state אנשים חיים, like a state, they lean into the happiness fully. Yeah. Okay, and they tend to become spiritual, like on a level of that they start to not require that much physical needs.
It's kind of like...
Imagine you don't need sleep, you don't need food, you don't need water.
It sounds like Nachman Me'uman.
It does, but there's like a lot of research about it now.
There's less dancing, I think.
Yeah,
alright,
אז מקווה שנהייתם מהפודקאסט היום. ניסינו להביא קצת משהו מעניין אחר ואוצר מילים מעניין גם. We had a few interesting vocabulary here, which is a little bit advanced, and like rapture and 5D and 4D and 3D, whatever we live it.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of a interesting topic today. Thank you for coming on, Josh. It was fun.
Thank you for having me.
It was really, really fun to have you on.
Yeah. Let's do this again.
Hopefully. I mean, you know, the world's moving quick, changing quick. And hopefully next week we'll be back on a week after.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today. אנחנו נהיה כאן שוב שבוע הבא. המשיכו ללמוד. No matter what's up, לא משנה what comes up or what doesn't come up, I'm in the motto of keep doing your best. Keep trying, keep growing, keep learning, keep experiencing. And try to lean into the happiness. It doesn't, you can never lose that way. Try. I'm trying. Okay, it's not easy. I mean, even whenever I lean into the happiness, immediately I have thoughts of like, what if?
When I lean into happiness, I feel uncertain because it's like, all right, what's going to happen? Like you expect something bad to happen.
Immediately you expect something bad to happen. Like,
things are too good.
You know how sad that is, that we're hardwired to live in a state of mind of like, allow ourselves to just let loose a moment, let your head down. You got a ponytail, let your head down a bit.
You want free? I'll show
you. Let your head down, Joe.
After the podcast, I'll show you. And I don't want you to describe it to the listeners.
שחרר את הקוקו. אני אקסד מהפי
next time.
Okay. All right. שיהיה לכם שבוע מוצלח. תמיד תרימו את הראש. Keep growing. And we'll see you guys again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.